Hi, everybody. Welcome to Parkinson's and Me. My name is Daniel, and in 2018, I started noticing that my fingers in my right hand were growing stiff and making writing and movement difficult. Fast forward to 2019, and I was officially diagnosed with young onset Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's and Me has served as an outlet for myself. It's a way to add my voice to the community. I haven't recorded in a while. A lot of that has been my frustration as to not being able to put out something that I've been pleased with. I'm not going to get into that, but this is going to be a short episode because I just wanted to get myself out there and to publish this episode. I hope everyone had a good 2023. It's sometimes difficult with having Parkinson's to look and find the positive things, the good things. Let me catch you up really quick as to what I've been doing. I've been very intentional and quite busy, and that's a positive thing. I made the decision to do as much as possible, especially with my family, while I can. This past Christmas, my wife and I were in a production of Miracle on 34th Street at our local community theater. We had a blast. It was a great time. It was also a time of learning because it helped me challenge some of my perceived thoughts of what I was capable of with having Parkinson's disease. I was concerned that I would get out on stage and forget my lines. I thought I would make a fool of myself, and there's a part of me that didn't want to take the chance. I'm glad I did, because it showed me that if I put my mind to actually doing things instead of telling myself what I can't do, then I can actually do quite a bit. And this time, this season, was really important for me because I got to spend a lot of time with my wife. Being in a production, essentially, we were living life with the cast every evening, every night for months. And you really get to know these people, and they get to know you. Being able to share this with Jana was fantastic, and it really was encouraging. Something else that's been big in 2023 was Jana and I continued leading a small group at our church. It's Wednesday nights. Both she and I are the leaders of the group. It's another example of, surely I can't do this. I have Parkinson's disease. I do have my limitations. However, defining what I can't do yet again is not the way I want to go. I want to think about what I can do. I already focus enough of what I can't do. Essentially, what I'm preparing for is a very active 2024 and a scary one. I've already started sharing with some people at my work my diagnosis. Also, in a few weeks, I'm going to share with my small group. What's changed? I'm farther along in the disease. Secondly, if I'm going to live life truthfully, I believe I need to share with others kind of my struggles. It really hit me while observing some friends that share that they had cancer or stroke, how other people were able to rally around them. People understand, at least for the most part, the consequences of having cancer or a stroke. It can be a time of incredible encouragement for the person. I think sharing that I have Parkinson's is more challenging in the sense of it's not a terminal disease, and a lot of people don't know about it. There is this awkwardness. So why am I sharing it? Is it a mistake? I don't know. Of course, I'm fearful of the consequences. However, I've been carrying this burden, living with this disease for 6 years now. It's going to be a relief in several ways. I will certainly relay what I learn. I've stated in previous seasons, when I say seasons, that's simply a way for me to help categorize my previously recorded episodes. It's a way for me to group those episodes into a theme. For example, season one, the theme for that season was the acceptance of having Parkinson's disease. Season two was discovering what's next. How do I move on? What am I going to do about it? And then season 3 was all about speaking life. And that means changing the way that I think, way that I do things. It starts with what I would say, how I would uplift others. It really was tough because I didn't always feel great, but I kept speaking encouragement to others, almost to the point to where you speak it into existence. For this season, season 4, the theme is going to be Steal My Show. It's another form of acceptance of where I'm at. It boils down to what type of legacy do I want to leave behind? When I am done on this earth and I'm gone, what do I really want to leave? So the question is, do I want to be intentional about leaving my legacy? Or do I want to go beyond what I possibly can do on my own? If I want to leave just my legacy, I think that's similar to building a sandcastle and expecting that to stay after the tide comes in. I remember when my son was much younger, there was this one day to where he put everything into this sandcastle. He worked so hard. He was sure that it was going to be there the next day so he can continue to work on it. Well, you can understand what happened. The sandcastle was washed away. He was so sad, so broken, so disappointed. Well, I think if I leave a legacy just for me, it's the same as building that sand castle and expecting that to stay. Wouldn't it be wise of me to tap into a legacy of the one who is everlasting? Because I am not. He is. Now, what that means to everybody and how we go about doing that is certainly going to be different. I'm going to bring up Toby Mac. Toby Mac is, people who've listened to prior episodes certainly know he is a musician, and I've been very influenced by his music. Well, he has this song called Steal My Show.
Louisiana, no matter who we are, no matter what we do, we all got our own show. We got our own life. And we can either take that life and we can make it ours, or we can give it to God and ask Him to do something much greater with it than we could ever do on our own. We can say, God, here I am. Steal my show. Take it away, Lord. Take it away.
Take it away.
Season 4 will be about me trying to figure this out. I won't figure it out by the end of the season. I know that. However, I think it's a good step. It's a good direction for me to go in because it takes my eyes off of me and it puts it on to others. I'll continue to grieve for the life that I have lost because of this disease. However, I really see some of this as being beneficial and even a blessing. You may twitch at that. I'm not saying I'm thankful for Parkinson's disease. I'm just saying I'm thankful for the wake-up call. So that's it. I just wanted to get this episode out there and to say I'm still alive. As always, at the end of every episode, I leave my contact information. I'd love to hear from you. Until next episode, thanks everybody. Really do appreciate you listening. See ya.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. If you would like to call and leave a message, our number is 706-873-1656. Or you can email us at parkinsonsandmepodcast@gmail.com. Finally, I would appreciate it if you'd review us at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to this show. And remember, keep moving forward.